I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The most important thing about duck hunting is finding ducks. You gotta have a spot where ducks are gonna be so that you can hunt them. And on this episode, I'm gonna talk about how to scout and find a good location to get started. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about Scouting 101 for ducks. How do you find ducks? How do you find a good place to set up and to hunt ducks in the woods? Now, of course, if you can't find ducks, you could do everything else right, and you've got no chance. You got to have ducks in order to hunt ducks. So for most people, this is going to involve water. They are called waterfowl, you know, for a reason. But the two biggest places to hunt ducks is at or around water or in fields where they feed. Now, most new hunters have more access to public water or even private water than they do to public land where there are grain fields and ideal feeding areas. The truth of it is there just aren't that many ideal feeding zones on public land in most parts of the country. Most ideal feeding zones are going to be, you know, fields that are cut by farmers where they were growing wheat, they were growing corn, they were growing beans. Those are going to be a lot of your best field locations, and new hunters just aren't going to have easy access to those kinds of places. You know, in the wild or on public land, you know, places where you've got a lot of mast, you've got a lot of acorns, you've got big open areas, and then you've got areas where there's going to be mast. And there's not, it's just harder to find those kinds of spots, especially areas that aren't already going to be hunted for deer or pheasants or something else. So you're usually going to be around water. And for all intents and purposes, I'm going to talk about scouting around water. So you gotta find water. How much water do you need? Well, if you've got a stream that's at least a couple feet wide, at least a few feet wide, that can be enough. Yeah, that can be enough. If it's a few feet wide, if it's consistent, you could have ducks living there. You could have ducks in there, especially if it's open to the sky. You know, something that runs through the middle of the woods, not so likely. But if you've got, you know, if it's easy for ducks to fly in there and they're able to see some distance, even on the side, so they feel secure, you know, whether it's just through brush or whatever it might be, then those are going to be good places to get started. More water than that can be better, but it depends on where you're at in the country, what kind of ducks that you're hunting, bigger streams, ponds, lakes. Now, mallards and wood ducks and most of the ducks you're going to be after, they're called puddle ducks. Because all they need is a puddle. All they need is a puddle. They don't need a whole lot of water. They can get by on very little water, actually, in some cases. So little farm ponds can be great. Little ponds, little flooded areas on public land can be great. It doesn't need to be deep water. In fact, usually the more shallow the water, the better, because they can you know, reach down and eat off the bottom and get stuff out of the water, because it's a lot easier for them to feed. In fact, certain kinds of ducks, they won't even land in water that's too deep. Now, you've got others that are diving ducks. Well, they're swimmers. They'll go down like submarines and get food and so on. They're not usually the best eating ducks. Or the ones that people pursue the most, but they'll tolerate, you know, water of almost any depth. But for puddle ducks, you don't need a whole lot of water. It doesn't need to be super deep. And also, you don't usually want it to be super deep because you got to walk into that water, set up decoys, and then retrieve those ducks that you've shot. So if it's, you know, 30 feet deep, what are you going to do? You've got to have a dog or a boat. And most new hunters aren't going to have either. So, you know, you want water that is shallow. I think, up to knee high is probably a good amount of water, but doesn't even need to be that deep. And it can be as deep as you can walk into. Really, that's the limitation. If you've got hip waders, then you don't want to hunt water that's any higher than your hip, because you can't go any deeper than that. If you've got chest waders, then that's your maximum depth level is right around armpit level. So, but you don't need much water at all. Little stream, little creek, little pond, little lakes, anything like that is going to be excellent for duck hunting. Now, the thing to keep in mind when it comes to duck hunting is the wind. The wind is huge. You need to set up in a place where the wind is not blowing towards you. It's not coming off the water towards you, because ducks land into the wind. So if the wind is blowing towards your face staring at the water, then it's really hard for them to land in the shallows where your decoys are. Ideally, the best way to set up is so the wind is blowing from you out to the water, so they can land coming straight in facing you, and you can get the best, easiest shots at them. Crosswind will work. If it's blowing left or right in front of you, they'll land into that wind. So, you know, wind is more important than a lot of things when you're setting up. So you really need to have a couple locations so you can hunt in a couple different winds. That's a big part of it. So you're trying to find water. Does it have to be moving water? Nope. It can be stagnant water. I mean, you don't want it to be a dead pond, right? It's got to be able to sustain life, but you don't need to worry too much about it. If you can find some water. And then the other thing to keep in mind is what other water is around where you're at. So if you're in an area that has a lot of water, it's harder in some ways, because now that they've got options. If you're in an area that there's a little pond and that's the only water for miles, that's where you want to be. Even if that pond's only 30 feet across, if that's the only pond for miles, that's the best place to set up, because their options are few, especially when they're migrating and flying through. You might find days where that pond is just full of ducks who are, you know, stopping for a day or two on their journey. So you're trying to find water. Shallow water is better. Moving water is okay. Even fast moving water, as long as you can still wade into it, as long as your decoys are still effective, as long as you can still retrieve out of that water, you know, a fast moving river is probably not a great place, because that duck gets shot, it lands in the water, and it's gone. How are you going to get to it? And if it's too deep for you to get out to, what are you going to do? So you need something like that. One of the places I like to hunt is it's a flood control area. So depending on the rain, they'll hold back water and the water level is going to go up and down a lot. Now, I don't like that part of it, but I've learned the area. I know based on what the water height is, where there's going to be water and where there's not going to be water. Because, man, one time we went out into the woods hunting ducks. It's snow on the ground. We get out there at 5 in the morning. We're at our spot. We pulled our sled with all our gear for about a half a mile through the woods. And we reach our spot. We pull right up to the big lake area we were going to be hunting. And man, it was dry ground. Dry ground. It was dirt, people. It was a lake last time. And this time it's a dirt. There is no water to hunt. There's nothing we can do. It is a disaster. And we're sitting there like, what happened? Where did the lake go? Well, what we didn't realize is that at the dam a couple miles away, they lowered the water level by a few feet in order to make room in the reservoir for storms that were coming. Well, we didn't know anything about any of that. We just thought it was a lake. So we went to plan B.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We had another place scouted out about, you know, half a mile from there. So we drug all our stuff there. We get there. Well, yep, you guessed it, bone dry. So now we're getting closer to dawn, and we found nothing but dirt so far. So, okay, plan C. Let's go there. Well, we get there. It's dry too. Plan D. We drug our stuff there, and there we found it was more of a stream that fed into these lakes. And there we found enough water to set up. It's already daylight at this point, but we found enough water to set up, and we did actually get some ducks that paddled in to our set that day. So it actually worked out. I think we would have done better had we been set up earlier, but since we had all those options, we were still able to make it work. But, you know, we had no idea what we didn't know. And since then, I have learned how do you find out what the water level is. And I know exactly if and when there's going to be water in those ponds and in those lakes, what time of year, what time of season. I can go online and check and run the math, and then I know what I'm looking at. But man, I was clueless. It was ridiculous. And I had not scouted well enough because I hadn't been there enough times to know that that happened and to figure that out. So you got to scout. You got to spend time in the woods looking at places. All right, so you've got the general idea of the places to look for hunting ducks. And again, doesn't need to be big. In fact, in a lot of ways, smaller is better because you can only shoot so far. But now, bigger than finding the type of place where ducks might be is finding ducks. You know, I have scouted and said, wow, this would be an amazing place for ducks to be at. And there were no ducks there. Because ducks don't care if we think it's a great place for them to be. It's, you know, they need to actually be there. So you need to not just find locations where ducks might go. You need to actually find ducks. So when you're in the woods, you're not just, or if you're on, you know, Google mapping around, or you're using a hunting map and trying to find the ideal locations, you know, you have to get into the woods at a time where ducks are going to be about. Now, people are going to tell you the best time to do that is you want to be in the woods at dawn and basically, you know, sit there for the morning as if you were hunting, but not hunting, looking to see, well, you know, what the ducks do. And of course, that is probably the best thing you can do. But most new hunters like myself, or rather have in common with myself, is that ain't nobody got time for that. There's just no way I'm going to go and be in the woods at dawn and sit there for 6 hours and just look and see what happens and not be hunting. I don't have time for that. I don't have the energy for that. My family doesn't have the patience for that, because then that wasn't even a hunting day. Then I still got to take days to go hunting, and now I'm gone even more mornings and I'm gone even more time. So the way I tend to scout, which of course is not the best way, but you compromise for what you're able to do. I like to get into the woods mid-morning, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock, and get out there, scout around, see what I can see, hear what I can hear, looking for ducks on the water, looking for ducks in the air. You know, I might go to a place and just stop and sit for 20 minutes and just listen and look. I might look for sign, look for any evidence of ducks I can. I'm going to go to a few different spots. Going to try to move slowly when I get to the water. But you know what? Even if I spook something, something was there. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for sign that ducks use this area. And I'm not usually scouting like this during the season. If it's during the season, I'm hunting. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. But, you know, it's this whole idea of... Oh, and before I go any further, I should remind you guys, make sure you head to the website, New Hunter's Guide, and sign up for the free decoy giveaway. Giving away 3 boxes of Flambeau decoys, one in June, one in July, one in August. You sign up one time, you're entered to win all 3. You just head to the website, go to the navigation menu that says decoy giveaway, sign up, and then go and like or subscribe to the YouTube channel, and you are entered to win all 3 sets of decoys. So I'm getting into the woods. I'm looking for different places. I'm trying to figure out where ducks are, when they're there. If, you know, I'm listening for quacks. I'm looking for ducks. I'm listening for wings. Any sign I can find. Another good time of day to go out and do this is late afternoon. But also midday works. And midday is different. You're not going to hunt midday. Midday is a tough time to hunt. Ducks move mostly early morning and then late afternoon. In midday, ducks usually just lounging on the water somewhere or by the shore. But you know what? For scouting, that's fine. I might not be able to hunt them like then, but you know, I'm walking along the stream or scouting around the edges of lakes, and I just see them, you know, hunkered down or just floating, loafing in, you know, in an area where the water's still. That's all I need to know. All I need to know. Ducks are in this area. Ducks are using this area. So then days when we're in season and I'm hunting, what I tend to do, whether I should or not, is I'll hunt the morning until they're just not flying anymore or, you know, whatever. And then, of course, if I'm limited out, I'm just going to go home. But then what I'll do is once I'm done hunting, I'll take the stuff back to the truck or to the car. And then I'm going to go scouting slash jump hunting along the streams or along the edges of water. And what jump hunting is, which is, you know, that'll get its own episode probably. You're basically trying to get the jump on ducks. You're hunting ducks on foot. Whether you're trying to shoot them on the water or you're trying to flush them into the air and shoot them in the air like a pheasant, you know, either way, you're trying to walk around to get the jump on ducks. And that's not super easy. If it was easy, then I would do that instead of hunting them on the water with a blind and a setup. But it's doable. I have shot ducks jump hunting. So you can do it. It's tough. But midday, it's sort of a thing that you can do. All right, we've hunted the morning, which is our best prospect. We got the stuff back to the car. Now we're scouting slash jump hunting. And we're just going around trying to figure out, okay, where are ducks at? Are they in this area over there? Now, if we find a bunch of ducks, we may not try to hunt them right now. We might not try to sneak up on them and flush them out of there. We might come back the next morning and hunt there instead or the next time we're in the woods. But we're trying to figure out what areas are ducks using. Where are they at today? But what areas do they like to use in general? Just because, you know, there's water over here, there might not be any food over there. The food might wash up on the other side of the shore or the other side of the bank of a stream, you know, 200 yards down. And that might be where food is just washing up because of the way the current goes, because of the way whatever. And ducks are going to spend their time there as opposed to the spot you've identified as the best place for ducks to spend their time. Because they're more sensitive to factors that you don't know about. So you're looking for that. You're also looking for areas that ducks migrate through. So there's certain places that are good to hunt early season when you're hunting local ducks. There are other places later in the season, you know, those local ducks are gone. They've flown south. Now you're hunting the ducks that are migrating through. And there's migration spots that may be better than local spots. Maybe bigger water. Maybe areas where the ducks can see further. But you just need to get into the woods and you need to scout. If you're hunting anything that's near water, anything other than ducks, if you're hunting deer, turkey, pheasants, whatever it might be, you know, always go that extra few steps to get to the edge of the water, pull out your binoculars and just get some recon. Figure out, okay, are ducks, do they live in this area? You know, ducks that are there in the summer or may still very well be there in the early season. Ducks that are there late winter, they may stay there year round. you know? Or if they're migrating through late winter, then you may have identified a good place to hunt next time. So you're trying to find ducks. And here's the thing. The more ducks you look at, the more ducks you see, the more ducks you spot, the more ducks you scout, you're going to develop a sense of woodsmanship when it comes to duck hunting and scouting. You're going to develop this sense of how do ducks live? What kind of areas do they like? What kind of areas around you are popular? Every time I drive past a pond now, I look for ducks. I can't help myself. It's subconscious. Every pond, every body of water, I'm looking for ducks. I'm looking for geese. I'm making mental notes of the time of day, of the season, of the weather when they're there. Not necessarily because I can hunt those ponds, but I'm trying to figure out what a duck's doing in my area. What kinds of water are they on? At what kinds of times of day and season are they on in my area? And that's just something you can do year round. Doesn't matter when you're listening to this episode. Tomorrow, when you go to work or you go to wherever you're going, you can be scouting for ducks and learning how ducks and geese are living and operating in your area. So, you know, those are some of the basic fundamentals. But also, guys, don't forget, always hunt smart and protect your hearing. Always wear ear protection when you're in the woods, when you're hunting. And I want to give a special thanks to Tetra Hunting for supporting the show. In my estimation, they've got some of the best options in the industry, if not the best. But always think about your ears when you're hunting. And that doesn't always mean you have to wear earplugs or something the whole time you're in the woods. It just means that when you're getting ready to shoot, or, you know, the prime time comes, you know, you need to make sure that you're protecting yourself. So hope this stuff is helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Register for the decoy giveaway. Check out the show notes. Hit us up on YouTube where I can show you more of these things as the seasons progress and shoot some video of how to scout and where ducks are at and things like that. Things I can't do via audio in the podcast. So I appreciate you guys. God bless you, and go get them in the woods.